I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Cassie said something yesterday, or not yesterday, last week. Was it last week?
It was.
That after she got trolled online, piqued my interest. And I don't know that I agree with her. But I would really like to do a deep dive into it today if you guys are up to it and want to be honest with us on the voice disguiser. So last week, Cassie revealed that someone went online and just said some really, really nasty, nasty things about her that she almost couldn't take seriously, right? Because they were so nasty.
It was so over the top and so obviously, like, there are things people say about opinions you have that are hurtful, but they're not really out to hurt you. It's just the way they write it. And then there are things that people say when they spew such vitriol and hate at you, you look at those comments and you're like, I can see that you hate me, but I can obviously see that you hate me because either an insecurity within yourself, a jealousy, something about yourself you don't like that you see in me. So it's not about me, it's about you.
Yeah, and let me reiterate my feelings on like trolling and being online. Like if you're waking up in the morning and one of the things that's going to give you happiness that day is cutting somebody down to their core or trying to, then as Cassie said, that's a real you thing and it's not a her thing. And there's nothing I could say to insult you and hurt you badly enough than the pain that you must have gone through in your life to get you to this point. Does that make any sense? Because that's a person that I feel like is in pain.
Yeah, and it's not even worth taking them seriously or arguing with them because I'm like, nothing I say is going to change her feeling. Like, this is about self-work, and I end up feeling sorry for them. They have to let the angst out somewhere, and I happen to be the target. Doesn't make it right, and I'm not excusing it, but I think when you get those comments, you can look past them.
It doesn't excuse the behavior. It explains the behavior, and when you are able to look at it from that lens, it doesn't have the same effect on you.
Right, and you can have some empathy for people.
So here's the question that I have for you guys. If you have ever trolled, let's say you're a reformed troller or you're still doing it, right? I'd love to put you on the voice disguiser because I just want to get into your head for a couple of seconds. 1-855-BIRCHO. I'm not going to come down on you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say mean things. I'm not going to troll you on the air.
You're not going to troll the former troll?
I'm not going to troll the former troll or the current troll. 1-855-BIRCHO. But the thing that Cassie said was, she thinks that people online that are doing this are probably very nice people, but when they go online, they have a different personality. Didn't you say something like that?
Yeah, I truly believe like if you met, you would not know a troll in real life. And I think it's for two reasons. One, I think they're either too cowardly to back up their words with their face and say it to you in real life, so they hide behind an avatar or profile picture that's not theirs. Or this goes back to they have some kind of deep-seated pain that they are dealing with. So every day when you see them, they're a nice, normal person, but they have such a raw hurt inside them. They take that out on the internet because that is the only place where they can fully unleash that pain.
You agree with that?
I do agree with that. I was sitting here trying to contemplate to myself, like, do I see that as they're nice or they're just fake? But I do believe that a lot of people who do the trolling online are certainly not that in life if you were to meet them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah
Silverman had a story that she shared, and she had a guy that was trolling her hard. And she actually reached out to him, and she's like, seriously, like, what's going on? Because you're obviously dealing with something deeper. And they had this really meaningful exchange, and it turns out he had had a back injury, and he was dealing with severe back pain, and he wasn't coping. And she ended up finding him help for his back pain, and it ended up becoming this, like, kumbaya moment. That's not to say, like, all trolls would react that way, but in that instance, she could tell, like this person that's lashing out at me obviously has something deeper going on that's causing them to do this.
That's some really beautiful grace right there.
Yeah.
That I don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, because it goes to hurt people, and people project. I just hate when that's used as some type of justification, because technically we're all hurting from something.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like, and look at this, calls are coming in, and I didn't think we'd get any today. I just kind of felt like, you know what, if you're telling yourself, like, hey, that's just my online personality, that's not who I really am, then I feel like you're lying to yourself.
That's who you are.
We will call her Emily, and she is on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, who are you trolling, why are you trolling, and what do you get out of it?
I troll. I am shamelessly addicted to the Housewives, Bravo, reality, everything, and I totally get off trolling all of the reality stars.
Why?
Well, first of all, I feel like they make their life public on TV, so I have a right to be in it, whether that's true or not. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah, hold on. And let me pause you there for 1 second, because Mo just gave the biggest, like, roll of the eyes right there. What?
I just don't, I never liked that excuse to, because somebody is a public figure, that does not make them not human and give you the right to just attack them and attack their lives simply because of what they do for a living. I never understood that.
Well, let's do this, Emily. Okay, you feel entitled to be involved in your lives, then you are involved in your lives. But why don't you involve yourself in their life in a productive, kind way rather than, like come to them as a friend rather than as a foe?
Sometimes I do. There are housewives that I troll and love and comment on their beautiful children. I do leave children out of it. But then there are ones that I feel portray themselves a certain way on the show. And then when they go online, they do different things, or I catch them in a lie. For example, one of the Miami housewives, I thought her kids were cute. I follow her. She takes her kids to Disney for the first time. How adorable. Why do I remember this? Because she had on this over-the-top purple Fendi outfit that was not appropriate for Disney World. And then 3 months later, she posts another picture saying it's her first time there. And I'm like, well, on January 28th was your first time there. So how is this your first time there?
But, I mean, the fact that you even know that. I mean, why is that? It's got to be something else going on in your life. That's all the thing that I always wonder, like, are you a busy person? Do you have a full-time job?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Les Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yes, I'm very busy in my work life, but I don't do a lot in my private life. I lived the big life when I was younger, so I live a pretty low-key life. So I would kind of say outside of work, that is the drama that I indulge myself in.
Will there ever be a time, and then I'm going to move on to some other calls. I can't believe we got so many calls on this. Will there ever be a time where you think, like, you know what? I'm just fulfilled in other areas, and I just don't need to do this.
Maybe, but I kind of have fun doing it.
So it's a hobby. It's a sport for you.
Yeah.
And is getting blocked by somebody or them responding back to you like a trophy?
I have been blocked by quite a few housewives. I kind of get off that I got under their skin enough that they blocked me, but then I kind of get disappointed because I can't see anymore.
It's a real double-edged sword you got going on.
It is.
All right, Emily, thank you. Aaron, good morning. Are you currently trolling or are you a reformed troller? Aaron?
Currently trolling.
I'm sorry?
She's a currently trolling.
Currently trolling.
And who do you mostly troll?
Well, it's more like the in-laws. So my in-laws are very, what's the word, vain, and they're very much two-faced. So one thing they'll say in front of me and my side of the family, and then they'll go behind and post, like, contradicting stuff. So it's just very funny because, like, my online, I have one online and then I have several other, like, Facebook groups and stuff that I'm in that has, like, a different name. And it's just very fun to see, like, the real side of people than what they just post on their normal feed. Does that make sense?
So you are using your trolling personality to say the things that you would like to actually say in real life.
Yes, just on the sky. It's kind of like what I'm doing right now with the Burt Show.
Okay. Question?
Does it make you, I mean, like, what's the last thing you said that you used with your troll account?
Well, the last thing that I said, I quoted, what is that name? It was one of Coco Chanel's quotes that I posted, and it was just I was basically blasting one of my sister-in-laws because she's annoying and aggravating.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she's using her trolling personality to, like, say, this is the thing she wants to say to her family.
Yes.
Okay. That one makes a little bit more sense to me than
I'm more intrigued
real
by this. Yeah. I'm more intrigued by people who, like, go after perfect strangers. Your own family, I gotta get it.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah. I can see you kind of getting pissed.
No, I just don't understand it.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Of course, that's not your real name. Are you a current troller or reformed troller?
I'm going to be completely honest. I am a reformed troller. Okay. I do not do that anymore.
Okay. Who were you trolling? Why were you trolling? What were you saying? And then how did you come out of that?
I trolled anyone and everyone, but mainly people that I grew up with in college and in high school because they always called me names. They always picked on me. I was never really invited to any functions or anything like that. And then I watched them grow and become successful, and I had not reached that level just yet. And I would just get on there. I've trolled back in MySpace. And I would say
you've been trolling,
like,
for a minute.
You know,
yeah, that's a lot of anger.
You're a veteran.
But even in this case, I can see the personal vendetta.
Yeah.
This is somebody in your life, somebody in your background. So
that bullied you, that called you names.
It's more understandable.
That's more retaliation. It's still trolling, but it feels like retaliation.
Maybe I should have framed it differently. Like, I think it's the celebrity trolling that doesn't make any sense to me. Here's Megan. Good morning. You were on The Burt Show. Who are you trolling?
Hey, good morning. So it's not me. It's my mom that is a troll. Or, you know, might be. I'm not really sure. I've kind of blocked her on everything.
So it started back maybe 5-10 years ago when Facebook games were really big. You know how you had to have a big friend network to, like, get extra lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what she would do is she would make all of these fake profiles to get extra lives on Facebook games, and she would, you know, add me because I was a loser and didn't have any friends and needed more Facebook game lives too. And then it turned into her ragging on my parents my father and my stepmother who had gotten divorced. And then she just got bored and she did start just trolling celebrities because she's a hateful woman and that was fun to her.
So you're saying her personality trolling was the same off trolling. She's just a hateful person.
Yeah, she's just legit a mean, hateful woman.
Okay, and I'll take one more. I was really hoping to find out, like, for if there's somebody that you've never even met before and you're never going to meet them. Like, why?
I think it's hard to justify that.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. One last call here. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I would say that my former trolling, I mostly stopped because I just don't have time right now.
There you go.
Pretty justified. So I would find people that were, I don't want to get a little too political on your show because I know how you're feeling right now. I would find people that would stand outside of certain clinics, if you know what I mean, and terrorize the clinics.
Yep.
I would find them and I would troll them.
So you were almost like feeling like you were almost heroic in doing it. You were standing up for a cause, but you couldn't do it as your real you or there would be ramifications.
Yeah, kind of. I ended up getting one person to stop coming to the clinic completely because I was constantly bringing up their deceased son in my trolling.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Going deep.
So, yeah. Trolling, that was definitely more of a keyboard warrior moment for me. But right now, I just don't have time for it.
Okay. So you were, I mean, it was rewarding for you because you really felt like you were sticking up for a cause.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got some people to leave some innocent people alone.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Some of those I can understand. It seems exhausting to me.
Yeah.
But I can at least see where, like, they feel like they're doing God's work. Right? But the celebrity ones, I'm still scratching my head about. You're never going to meet these people. They're not even the people that they claim to be on a TV show. They're not even like that in real life.
Entertaining.
Can we make amendments to the Ten Commandments and throw an 11th one on there that says, thou shalt not troll?
Yes.
We need to.
It's time to update the Bible.
Software
for sure.
Update needs necessary.
Now that's doing God's work.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.